He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Note to self, I need to change that commercial. It's now been 20 plus years, and I have seen some bear markets in my day. I've seen several bear markets. This is not a bear market yet. This could turn into a bear market, but this is not a bear market yet. It is a correction, however, so far. Anyways, let's take a look at how the markets have opened. Do you really want to know? Okay. The market, the S&P, is down 63 points. That's not so bad because it was down a lot more a while ago. I think it was over like 100 points at one point. I think had you bought the double S&P 500 right at the open this morning, that would have been one heck of a trade, because it has recovered quite a bit off of the low from the panic selling. You know, as I looked at the futures last night, I said, there's a lot of panic that's pent up over the weekend. How many people are going to wake up Monday morning and do the absolute worst thing you could do, and that is to sell everything at the open of the market? Yet that's what happened. The market was down 1,000 points at one time. The Dow is now down just 500 points, down about 3.4% right now. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ, which was down, like 220 at one time, now it's down 160. That works out to 3.4%. Crude oil continues to be a problem. Crude oil, $38.90. Do you hear that, Dallas? Houston, we have a problem. We've got to get these oil prices turned around. And quick, gold, 1163. The euro, 1.16. Currencies rising in safe countries, safe havens. And the 10-year yield cleared down at 2%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I've seen a few sell-offs in the market before in my life. And as I watched the futures last night, they were down about 200 points. And then I checked them about 3 a.m. I don't know why. I just happened to wake up and said, you know, I think I'll check the futures. And they were down 600 points. And then as the alarm clock went off at about 5 a.m., they were down about 900 points. I said, you know what? I think I'll just stay in bed. But I also had the thought, this is getting ridiculous. Is there really an underlying reason? I'll bet if I asked you right now, why is the market reeling right now? What would you say? I don't know what you would say. You might say, well, because it's all because of China. Or it's all because of oil prices dropping. Global panic. But there has to be an underlying fundamental reason. Or has this become too emotional at the current time? I always say, let the emotions clear, and then let's get to the facts of the matter. I've always found that whenever you have a debate with somebody, whether it's with your wife or a child or a colleague or somebody across the political aisle, if emotions get too hot, nothing is accomplished. Nothing drives out, you know, kindness and trying to work out a problem like contention. Contention is not good. And contention in the market is not good because it leads to emotional decisions that you may live to regret. How many people have done things that they've regretted when emotions ran high? It's just not a good thing. So it's better to let the emotions kind of peel away from the situation and let's get back to the facts. Right? The facts, which we'll do today. We are now in the sixth year, 20th week of a bull market. Did it end last week? Is it over? I'm a guy who's a market timer. I don't believe in being invested in the market at all times. I had a debate last week with a A CFP, what is that? A certified financial planner who believes in being invested at all times. More power to him. God bless you. We all have our ways of managing money. And my way of managing money is, as the world changes, you better change with it or you'll get run over by a bulldozer. You know that I sold the oil stocks. A year and a half ago, I owned Continental Resources, and I owned Concho Resources, and I saw others because I saw the world changing. I sold Apple before earnings. I did not like the way the chart was behaving. Didn't kind of this whole sell-off kind of begin with Apple? I think that was the first shot fired across the bow, was the day Apple reported earnings and only beat by 3 cents. And then we've had some issues. Disney was another one, another market leader that fell apart. Another shoe to drop. Look at this market coming back since the open this morning. And then China. Does anybody really know why China is reeling? The P.E. ratio is quite low on the Chinese market, but the sentiment is about as hot as a Chinese firecracker right now. So you just have to step aside until the sentiment clears over there in China. And meanwhile, the real big issue here is, have S&P 500 earnings collapsed that much to warrant? What are we down? We're down about 9-10% now in the S&P 500 from the high. Have earnings expectations fallen by 9-10%? I don't think so. Well, anyways, we'll take a look. We'll go through the big picture of the market today and see where we are. But just at first blush, here's what I would say. The worst thing that you could possibly do, and I did get one email this morning that says, sell everything. That's the worst thing that you could possibly do, is to indiscriminately sell everything. If you looked at my newsletter last week, you'll see that I surgically and pinpoint remove some stocks from my portfolio that have passed over my line in the sand. Okay? I haven't sold everything. As I begin this week, I am 30% in cash. That helps on a day like today to have 30%. It buffers the downside, doesn't it? And a lot of those stocks that I sold have plunged a lot further since I sold them. But back to my first point, the worst thing that you could, if you want to be an amateur, if you want to participate in amateur hour was in the first half hour of today when the market was down 1,000 points. That was amateur hour. That's the guy who all weekend chewed on his fingernails and couldn't take it anymore and called up at 5:30 a.m. to make sure his broker's in the office. Good luck getting a hold of one of the big wirehouse guys. I passed the big brokerage firm down the way, down the hall at 6 a.m. this morning. They hadn't even opened their doors yet. It was still all locked up. Nobody there. So if you were able to get through, you know, you were lucky. But that's the worst thing that you could possibly do. You have to go through, and I said this in my newsletter, the key to all of this is going through your holdings one at a time. Whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's an ETF, whether it's a stock, whether it's an option, whether it's a short position, and analyzing each one. I recommend having a line in the sand and a plan on every single thing that you own. I do. I have. And I've sold some of my stocks enough to raise 30% in cash over the last month or so. Also realize that markets not only go up on irrational exuberance like they did in 1999 and 2000, don't forget that there's such a thing as irrational despair. Sometimes people don't even know why they're in despair. Like I say, if I were to ask the average guy in the street, why has the market been going down for the last 2 weeks? I don't know, it's just going down and I just want out. Is there a fact? Is there some kind of truth in there that we can find that's leading to all of this? I think the market is in irrational despair right now. You can take advantage of irrational despair. Have the underlying fundamentals of the market collapsed that much? As of last Friday, I had earnings estimates on the S&P 500 for next year right around $132 per share. And with the S&P now at 1912, we're down around a 14.5 forward PE ratio when the long-term average has been 16 to 17. So the underlying fundamentals of the market will go through today. And what we're going to look for has, have they deteriorated that much to cause this much panic in the market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Get ready because we're going to do a fact check here today. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's just stick with the facts. Remember Dragnet, Joe Friday? Just the facts, man, please. Just the facts. In fact, at one point in time, you have to tell these witnesses, shut up. Listen, here's the facts. Okay, the Dow is now down about 12 or 13% from its May high. This is now an official correction so far. I stated in the past that I would get a little nervous and lose a little sleep if the Dow broke below 17,000. Well, it did that last week, and I did lose a little sleep. I was getting up about 5 a.m. to look at 1,000 charts before I came to work. And I discovered, as I looked at the Dow, I said, look, the next support level is 15,855. Believe it or not, it hit that this morning. I said, if it gets down to there, then we're looking at about a 13.2% correction overall. And I really think that the market won't go much further than that. Well, we hit that this morning, and we're rebounding since then. Now, we'll see whether or not that Dow can hold that level. Bear market territory for me begins at about 15%. Most people in the industry say 20. I say 15. I have a shorter leash than the average guy. Right now we're at about 12 to 13% on the Dow. We have not entered into bear market territory. But the bludgeoning continues. Now here's another thing. It could be a lot worse for you if you were in emerging markets, if you were in any kind of precious metals, any kind of commodity related stocks, gold, things like this. I've at least kept you out of the worst neighborhoods, the ones that are really, really getting blasted at the current time. There's a lot of stocks that are continuing to hold up well. I just went through my aggressive growth portfolio. I had a couple of stops hit this morning, and they were not good fills. That's a two-edged sword. Those sell stops, market opens up with the big swoon, takes out stops, and then the market starts coming back. And you got some very poor fills, which I did on the two or three stops that were hit this morning. But I've gone about two-thirds of the way through my aggressive growth portfolio, and I don't see anything else that I want to sell, which leads me to the fact that you have to handle this one stock, one index, one ETF, and one mutual fund at a time. You have to go through and look at each and every one. It's kind of like a MASH unit. When they bring in the incoming, remember Klinger and Hawkeye and all those guys, and they would go and work on the worst one first. And that's what I did last week. The ones that were weakening up and the ones that were crossing my line in the sand, I got rid of them. I now have 30% cash, which I've been building over the last month or so. I got rid of the weakest stocks, the ones that were hanging in there, I kept. Now we take a look at the five-year chart of the Dow, six-year chart of the bull market. This is probably, I would say that this is the worst threat that we've had to the bull market so far. We've had several threats, and I pointed them out. I put an arrow. Look at what happened last October. Look what happened in October of 2013. Look what happened in April of 2013. We've had several times when the Dow has corrected by about 10 to 15% along the way, which is a normal correction. And it had never has never turned into a bear market in the past. And here we are once again threatening to finally put an end to this six-year, 20-month-old bull and slip into a bear market, but that has not happened yet. The NASDAQ is now finally starting to get caught up in this correction. The NASDAQ is down 10% from its high. It's now officially in correction territory. We've had about five of these kinds of corrections along the way during this six-year, 20-month-old bull market. And each time I've come back to analyze and tell you, this is not the big one. This current one we're in, it's a threat. It's not the big one yet, and I'll get to the reason why I don't think it's the big one yet a little bit later in the show. Look how the market has stormed back here. It was down 1,000, and now it's only down 300. It's had a 700-point rally since the beginning of the day here today, since the bell rang. The S&P is now down about 9%, 10% from its high. This also puts it into correction territory. I drew a line in the sand in the S&P in my newsletter over the weekend. If it crosses this line in the sand, then we've entered into bear market territory, and then it's a whole new ball game. We have not entered into that territory yet. The emerging markets, on the other hand, are now in bear market, and they have been for a while. That's why I have not been in the emerging markets at all. They're now down 22% from their high, not counting whatever kind of carnage is taking place there today. I still would not have any exposure. Forget the asset allocation models. Forget that robot portfolio that came to me that had a 70-year-old man, 56% in international markets. Could they have picked a worse time to start having robots manage money? That is not going to end up well. Imagine trying to call your robot at 6 a.m. to sell everything. China is now down 35% from its high. I dipped a toe into China. I got out about as fast as I dipped my toe in. I got my big toe bit off. And now China is reeling. Is there really a fundamental reason for China reeling like it is, or is there a lot of emotion involved? I think there's a lot of emotion involved right now. I think the People's Bank of China may step up to the plate here and do something drastic to put a bottom into their market. In fact, I showed over the weekend that the Chinese market is actually very close to its support level, long-term support level, which it may have hit this morning and may be bouncing off of there. Can there be much more carnage left in China? Gosh, has the economy fallen apart that much? I don't think so. And I showed Latin America, which is now down 40% from its high. Holy cow. There's something to be said for socialism / communism. The big problems in the global markets are coming from China, a communist country, coming from Argentina, Brazil, almost communist country, socialist, and from Greece, where the Syriza party is just a communist party in disguise. These four socialist, communist / countries have led the global meltdown. Meanwhile, what's happening to the U.S. economy and U.S. markets? It was just last Monday that I talked about Abby Joseph Goldman, the chief market strategist for Goldman Sachs, who totally agreed with me that there is no sign whatsoever out there yet of a looming U.S. recession. Secondly, she talked about a return to normal earnings growth in the S&P 500 next year. Now, she said that last Monday. Here we are 7 days later. In the last 7 days, the market is down considerably. The question is, have the fundamentals of the market declined that much to warrant this big fall in the market? When we come back, we'll continue to look at just the facts underlying the panic in the market right now. Is the panic warranted, or is it irrational despair? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the worst thing, like I said, that anyone could possibly do right now is to indiscriminately sell everything. Now, if you have a 401k and you have mutual funds, that's a different story. If you only have two or three mutual funds, you have to take them one at a time. You know, that's all you can do. If you had the emerging markets in your 401k, you're out of those long ago. If you had any natural resource, if you had any China, if you had any Latin America, if you had any foreign flavors in your 401k, you should have been out of those long ago. The U.S. markets have not turned into a bear market yet. This is yet another severe threat. We've had many. We've had taper tantrums. We've had government shutdowns. We've had tax tsunamis. We've had all kinds of threats thrown at this bull market that has continued now, which is now in its seventh year, which along the way the market has tripled. And I'm sure they're going to wheel some bears out today saying, see, I told you so. Never mind that the market's tripled since 2009. Because it's been down for the last week, they'll say, I knew this market was going to go down, even though they've been crushed. They've been absolutely crushed for the last 6 years. All right, now let's continue on and let's focus on facts. It really comes down in the end to bottom line earnings. I say that time after time after time. This year, the S&P 500, the 500 companies that make up that index as a whole, as an aggregate number, are expected to make about $118 per share. And if we put a multiple on those $118 per share, I have a target price for this year on the S&P 500 of 2066. And you know that we've been above that this year. That's been a problem. We've been a pretty much fully valued market throughout 2015. We're about even with earnings from last year. Earnings growth all of a sudden stalled out here because of two major factors. The drop in oil prices, the sudden drop in oil price. $39 a barrel? Who expected that? From 107? I didn't hear T. Boone Pickens calling for that one. Nobody could have called that one, and that had a major impact. I predict, or I've estimated, about $6 to $7 per share have come out of the S&P 500 due to the drop in earnings. And the other factor we've had is global issues, which have created a strong dollar, and that's hurt multinationals, and that's probably taken a couple dollars, $3, $4 maybe, out of S&P 500 earnings this year. Now, there's always more unexpecteds that can come along, but based on what we know now, we're expected to make about $118 in earnings this year on the S&P 500. I have a 2066 target price for this year, which gives us about 6% potential between now and the end of the year, not counting dividends. That's been the best value we've had on the market all year long. But more importantly, I continue to look ahead to next year, which most of us are doing. 2015, believe it or not, is almost behind us in the rearview mirror. It's already back to school time. Oh my gosh, that was the worst three words you could hear as a teenager. After hanging out at the beach all summer, I was a fisherman. I didn't really hang out at the beach with the surfers. I hung out on the half-day boats and the three-quarter-day boats, fishing, filleting yellowtail and yellowfin tuna and things like this. But when my mother said, Bill, it's time to go back. We got to do some back-to-school shopping for you so you don't look like a slob this year in seventh grade. Oh, I hated those words, but we're in that season. And so we're looking ahead now to 2016. And as of last Friday, I did the numbers. I crunched the numbers again. 500 companies, I come up with $131.50 for next year, which represents about a 10% rise in earnings next year versus this year. Now, that's subject to change. I massage those numbers every single week. They've come down a little bit. They were up around 132.50. Now they're at 131.50. And if we put a 17 multiple, that's the multiple I'm using because we're still in a zero interest rate policy here in the United States of America. I get a 22.35 S&P target price for next year. Goldman Sachs was at 21.50. I'm a little more irrationally exuberant, I guess, than they are, which gives the market 13.4% upside potential over the next 12 months, not including dividends and not including today's sell-off. So now we're at about 15%. This is the best value on the market that I've seen so far this year. I believe that we are now still in a correction mode. We have not entered into bear market territory, and the facts don't really support a bear market case right now. Now, the facts could change. That's why you have to be open-minded, and that's why you have to stay on top of numbers and charts and predictions and forecasts. But as of right now, with $131.50 in S&P 500 earnings expected next year, and a reasonable multiple of 17, which is a little bit more than the long-term average of 16. The reason I'm a little bit more generous with my multiple is because we're still in a zero interest rate environment. The Fed has not raised interest rates. And it's going to be pretty darn hard for them to raise rates this year with this kind of negative emotion on the stock market. Will that impact them? Will that influence them? I think absolutely it will. Taking a look at what's happened in China and taking a look at what's going on in South America, Latin America, I think the Fed's going to have a hard, hard time saying, gee, we need to raise interest rates a half point here to cool things off. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think there's some pretty good value overall on the S&P 500. Now, am I going in with guns blazing? I buy the same way I sell. I go in very surgically and pick off one here and one there, and I'll be looking for best stocks now that have pulled back, that have got caught up in some of this irrational despair that's taking place right now that most people don't even know why the despair. They don't even know the underlying fact of why the market is going down. They just know that the market is going down and they better get out before it's too late. Well, I think that's the wrong thing to do. The six-year, 21-week bull market remains just barely intact this week. My app, the Best Stocks Now app, gives the S&P 500 a weak hold rating. I think that's about right. It's a weak hold right now. We're in the midst of a correction. At the same time, there's some individual stocks in there that can be sought out. Maybe some of the bigger dividend payers, etc. We'll be looking. I'll be going through my database today just like I do every other day. The NASDAQ is currently a week old. The emerging markets continue to avoid like the plague. China continue to avoid like the plague. I don't see the answer being gold right now. Europe entering into a bear market. I don't see the answer being Europe. Is it time to buy inverse funds on the S&P 500? I think it's a little bit premature for that the current time. If you want to inverse something, if you're just dying to be on the inverse side of something and watch it go up as its underlying asset collapses, I think the emerging markets present the best opportunity for a short position. EUM would be a good choice there. It goes up as the emerging markets submerge. We have not entered into a bear market yet. And the fundamentals of the market just don't give much credence to a bear case for the market. With 131.50, I mean, we're down around 14.5 times forward earnings on the S&P 500. I was listening to a talk show host last night. I was listening to Billy Cunningham. He said the long-term average of the market is 14. That's not true. He was claiming that the market's still expensive. That's not true. The long-term average of the market's been around 16. And now we're down around 14.5. So I think it's time still for some surgical sells, but also for some surgical buys on the other side of the coin. When we come back, try to look at some of the areas that might present some opportunity right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Well, the absolute worst thing you could have done, and I could see it building over the weekend, this pent-up fear. Just like there's pent-up demand and greed, got to get in before it's too late. There's also pent-up greed or pent-up fear on the other side. I could see it building all weekend. And as I watched the futures last night before I went to bed, they were down about 200. And for some reason, I woke up about 3 a.m., checked them again, they were down 600. And then when the alarm clock went off this morning, they were down 900. And I said, you know what, this is just a bunch of pent-up fear of people that have been thinking about this all weekend long and can't wait to sell on Monday morning and just get the heck out. And that's, you know, amateur hour, in my opinion. You have to treat the market like more surgically, methodically. You can't just indiscriminately sell everything. Not everything is falling apart. A lot of things are falling apart. And I do have a line in the sand on everything I possibly own. And as we open this new week, as I said, I'm 69% invested. 31%, let me tell you, that's a big chunk of cash sitting on the sidelines that I have as ammunition to surgically pick off some buys here going back in. And I'm not going to do it indiscriminately. It's going to have to be just the right situation, which I'll be looking for here. I've already begun my roll through my database today. And I got to believe that the best buys are going to be former Best Stocks Now that are still really Best Stocks Now. They haven't gone anywhere. Their fundamentals haven't changed an iota, but the sentiment on them has changed. Would Apple be one of those stocks? No, because the fundamentals have changed on Apple. Apple's only looking for 7% growth next year versus this year. That's not enough for me. I like growth. All things being equal, a company that's going to grow their earnings by 25% next year versus a company that's going to grow their earnings by 7% should be a better buy. There's other stocks that I like better. Adobe would be a good example. I think I have an article out on Adobe over the weekend. They're looking for 60% growth in earnings this year and 57% growth in earnings next year. Adobe came down at the open of the market today like everything else did, and now it's fighting its way back. The Dow, which at one point was down 5.5%, is now only down 2%. I think the trade of the century was to put in a 3x S&P 500 bull at the beginning of the market, right at the open, watch it go up from there, which has been going up all day long. I was preparing the radio show and was going to put in such a move, but I just did not have time. My trader's not here yet, but I really think that this is more of a buying opportunity. You still have to surgically remove the ones that are sick, that have gotten sick. You know that I surgically removed Apple several weeks ago before their earnings. It still looks sick to me. But others that I own, like Adobe would be a good example, still look healthy to me. And I'll be adding to some of those positions this week. And maybe I'll be buying some other great stocks that have pulled back here. Now remember, I reserve the right to change my opinion on the market because the world could change But right now, I've seen no change, very little change, to expectations for 2016. I still have earnings estimates of $131 per share on S&P 500 next year. You can't just go in and say, well, we're downgrading S&P 500 earnings by $10. You have to do it one at a time on the 500 stocks. And as I look at those 500 stocks and redid the current numbers on every single one of them last Friday, I didn't see one significant change to any of them. And until I see some significant downward revisions to earnings estimates for next year and this year, I'm going to continue to maintain my bullish stance on the market. Yes, we're in the midst of another correction. No, it's not any fun. We've had several along the way. And what's been your reward for riding through the corrections? Your reward has been that the market has tripled. Now, what your portfolio has done, it varies, but the market has tripled. And once again, I don't see any facts, any hard facts that is leading to a recession here in the U.S. I don't see us going negative on our GDP, at least not now. I don't see S&P 500 earnings being trimmed considerably here. For the market to go down 10%, you should have had about a $13 trim to the S&P 500 earnings, or about a $6, $7 trim. That has not happened. So I see some value being created here. We're now down around 14.5 times forward earnings on the S&P 500 when the long-term norm has been more around 16. We were down 1,000 points on the S&P 500 as we opened. The worst thing you could have done was to sell everything. Now we're down just 360. And while that's still not any fun, that's 640 points off the low. We'll all continue to stick to the facts. As the week goes by, as the days go by, we eventually will enter into a bear market. But once again, I don't think that this is the one. Right now we're in a correction. Once again, this is about the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth correction that we've had along the way over the last 6+ years. But stay tuned. We know that things can come along out of nowhere, like a drop in oil from 107 to 39, like a drop of 38% in the Chinese market. We just don't know what we're going to wake up to. But as of now, the facts point to a higher S&P 500 next year and by the end of this year than where we're at now. And as it applies to individual stocks, I say buy best stocks now. Just go through the app. Look at number one. Look at the chart. Look at number two. Look at number three. Look at number four. And make sure you stay within your risk profile. Some of the best stocks now are conservative. Some of them are aggressive. Some of them are speculative. Stay within your risk profile. Look for good charts. Look for good value. And look for relative strength that is maintaining itself right now. You can get my newsletter. We had a record week for newsletter requests. We're still filling newsletter orders. PWStreet.com. And if you're sick of the robots and if you can't get a hold of your guy.
Solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.